Welcome to the Healing Elixir Podcast. I'm your host, Alexis Charles, and today we're going to go deep. I'm going to ask some questions that, of course, I want to bring to your attention, bring some awareness to these questions, but I honestly want you to really write these questions down or answer these questions while I ask them. It's currently 3:36 a.m. Where I am. I was like literally just in meditation and I was like, oh, I gotta get up and I gotta record. I'm always sending you guys some good universal love and good energy. I hope all of you are doing well. I hope you guys are feeling passionate about what you love doing since we are in Leo season. I hope you are feeling passion within your spirit and within your bones. So let's go deep. Let's go deep. How often do we go deep? And how often does the world really get to see who we truly are? I was just on Twitter and I seen this tweet and she basically said we show the whole world, we can be showing the whole world who we are, but still they only understand a fraction. So that actually really triggered me. My question is, what does your soul need? What does your soul need? What does your heart desire? What do you truly love? What do you truly love about yourself? What do you truly love within your relationships? Who are you? Like, who are you without all of those, you know, sometimes we have to be a certain way because we have to work a certain job. Who are you outside of those things? And do you often get to really sit with yourself outside of those many hats that you have to wear? Even though you're a mother and you're a wife, do you still remember who you are? Do you still call your name, yourself by your first name? Do you understand who you are outside of those roles? Even though you're a father and a husband, do you still understand yourself out of those roles? And even though you're married, are you just in the business of parenting? Are you really living your life? I know we have to make sacrifices for our families. And I know a lot of people, wherever you are in life, you have to work. You have to work hard. And sometimes that takes you away from your family. But whenever you do come in contact with your family, are you fully in the moment? Do you know how to disconnect from the fast-paced world and connect back to your body and back to the reason why you go so hard? I want you guys to understand. I don't want you guys to be working all the time and believe that, you know, that's just it. Happiness doesn't have to be short-lived. You know? Are you really indulging in the moments that you have with your family? Are you really indulging in the moments that you have with yourself? When you look at yourself in the mirror, what do you see? Honestly, how deep do you go within? How deep do you go within? And how well do you know yourself? How well do you know yourself? I want a light to be sparked within you. I want you to picture a light being sparked within you, even in the most hollow parts of your body, in the hollow parts of your bones. A spark light. And you're ignited. How do you feel? When's the last time you felt? Because you see, we can be very immersed in this world. And no, I'm not saying don't be aware of what's going on. Be very much aware. but also be cognizant and aware of yourself as well. How are you processing things? How are you processing all of this information? And are you able to compartmentalize these things so that you're still able to live, that the information doesn't cripple you? You do not have to live in fear. It's a choice. And I can say that because I was living in fear for years, years, years. And sometimes I'm still fearful. And I honor that emotion. However, I talk to myself and I'm like, Alexis, it's okay. So whatever your name is, it's okay. And as I've spoke in other episodes, your thoughts really shape your reality. Your feelings really shape your reality. Consistency is what brings results. Consistency is what brings results. Consistency is what brings results. Repetition is what makes habits. That is how you recreate your life. It's so easy, it's hard, right? It's so simple, it's hard. Because we have to disconnect from what we knew. And to step outside of our comfort zone means I'm stepping into new territory that doesn't feel or seem like I'll be able to thrive because I don't know. But guess what? That is where you grow. You came here to evolve. You came here to live. You came here to have fun and enjoy life. However that looks, whether you're in corporate America, whether you're a healer, whether it doesn't matter where you are in your life, it's valid. But don't forget you in the process. Don't forget love. Even in this world, don't forget that you are a being of love and light. Don't forget yourself. Don't turn into a robot. Have a mind. Have thoughts. Shake the table. Speak your mind. Be a revolutionary. Be yourself. Be authentically you. Wherever, whatever room you're standing in. Whether it be a Fortune 500 company office or it doesn't matter what room you're standing in. It doesn't matter. To me, it's all inclusive. Because honestly, in a perfect world, we can all work together. But if we can't, then guess what we do? We bring light wherever we are. And sometimes our light may look like a little chaos because sometimes we come into rooms and we speak on things that other people are scared to speak on, but it needs to be said. So don't be afraid of your voice. And don't be afraid of your power, because oftentimes that's what holds us back from saying what we want to say because we're afraid. Don't be afraid. Deep. The depths of you is what's beautiful. And always remember to keep parts of yourself sacred. Keep parts of yourself so sacred and private. You deserve that. So I hope this episode really shed some light, even in the darkest of places. And I hope you take the time to understand yourself better and to live in the moment and to disconnect from work whenever you get home and connect with love, peace, and some good food. Some good food. Don't always eat fast food. Remember that cooking is amazing. Remember that there's love in the little things. Don't forget you. Thank you for listening to the Healing Elixir podcast. Let's heal, let's elevate, let's upgrade your reality.